during Rav Chalap, and their concept is learning Torah.
God, I can't believe, because the whole liberation is the indirect result of what came through Hashem from dreams.
Torah gives us concepts, and when Torah gives us concepts, the Torah's concepts are true, and they open gates, and they teach us where there's a huge palace, where there's a lot to discover. And you enter, you learn a concept in Torah, and it opens a world before you. You walk into that world that the Torah opened before you, and you suddenly discover, hey, there are many more worlds to be discovered. Torah, you entered gate number one, you saw one beautiful palace, you saw one amazing world that a concept introduced you to, and as you're in that world, you discover, hey, there's so many more worlds to be discovered. And every concept we discover in Torah really opens a new gate before us. It introduces us to a whole new world, because really, every concept in Torah is indicative of new places. And that, says Rav Chalap, is why it's called Torah. Torah means to indicate. The Torah indicates to us, it teaches us, it points us to worlds, to concepts that open worlds before us. And in this, Torah is different than any other form of wisdom. Other things are thoughts. They're calculations, and you can get to the bottom of it. Torah is a constant opening of new gates. Torah is about opening new worlds before us. We discover more, and then we discover even more. We discover more, and then we discover even more.